I just want to give a tribute, my tribute to the Lord. I borrowed this song from my favorite psalmist of all time, Andrew Crouch. He has gone on to be with the Lord, but I love his music. I still listen to it all the time. Oh, how can I say thanks for all the things that you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love to me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am or ever hope to be, I owe it all to you. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things He has done. Oh, with His love, He has saved me, and with His power, He has raised me. To God be the glory for the things He has done. Oh, let me live my life and let it be pleasing, O Lord, to Thee. And should I get any praise, let it go to Calvary. Oh, with His blood He has saved me, and with His power He has raised me. To God be the glory for the things He has done. No, I want you to join me and say, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the days He has done. Oh, with this God He has saved, and with His power He has raised me. I say, to God be the glory for the day. That's my song. My children, they said, stick to preaching. Leave the singing to the praise team. But the Lord, He loves to hear my voice. Hallelujah. Yeah, I love to praise the Lord. And every time that I praise the Lord, He's happy. Amen. And I am happy to praise the Lord. I'm so glad. Thank you, everybody, for coming today. Well, we kind of mixed up the service a little bit. It's our regular service. It's our Thanksgiving service, you know, and all of that, you know. And I was scheduled to preach anyway, so I thought I'd just give a short exhortation to give the glory to God. Amen. So I want to talk about the house that is built on the rock. Amen. I was walking in my neighborhood. I go for a walk in the mornings. And one of my neighbors, you know, so we got talking a little bit. This was about 2 days ago. And she said, "Well, what are you doing this weekend?" I said, "Well, I'm going to church to praise the Lord." Amen. He said, "Well, anything going on special?" I said, "Yeah, of course. You know, there's always service, but it's my anniversary." And yes, I said, 40 years. I said, "Wow, my lands, 40 years. And she said, "What is your secret?" And I said, "A house that is built on the Lord." Amen. Praise the Lord. That's right. That's my testimony. And that is it. And I'll say it from now till eternity. You know, the thing that has made us to stand until now is the Word of God. My wife and I, we met, like she told you, we met through the Word of God. I was ministering the Holy Ghost baptism service somewhere, and she came. Praise the Lord. I wasn't barely, I don't know, maybe I was 20 years old. But the Lord, He called me when I was a young man. And He put me in the ministry, the faith and deliverance ministry, way back before I was 20 years old. And I give the Lord that glory. Amen. In fact, today I'm celebrating more than 40 years of ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. I say this for the glory of God. I preached my first open air crusade in Roe Park, Lagos, in the Yaba area, barely when I was 20 years old. Praise the Lord. And ever since that time, the Lord has given me the grace to preach this gospel around the world. Hallelujah. I preach this gospel and I'm praying. I told the Lord, I said, "Look, Lord, here's what I want for my next, my birthday, you know, this and that and so forth." And I asked the Lord some things. I said, "Look, there are a few continents that have not yet preached the gospel. And I want to go preach the gospel there." Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I preach the gospel all over Africa. I preach the gospel in England. I preach the gospel in Canada. I preach the gospel in Philippines. All over. I haven't been to Australia yet and some other places and so on. You know, I know I've already been to Asia. And I said to the Lord, "Lord, you said this gospel must be preached." And I said, And I told my wife, I said, "Look, here's what I'm going to do when I retire. I'm going to go out preaching." Amen. Praise the Lord. There is nothing like this word of God. This is the reason why our family is standing today. My wife and I, we met in that circle. The thing that brought us together was the Word of God. And the thing that has kept us together has been the Word of God. Folks, take it from me. You know, Jesus Christ, the solid rock. He is the rock that has held our foundation together. You know, and because, you know, the Bible says, you know, the one that fears the Lord and trembles of my word, this is the man to whom I will look. You know, because we fear the Lord, we tremble at His word. My wife trying to do what the Lord commands her in the word. I'm trying to do what the Lord commands me in the word. Then everything turns out right. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, we've had a cup of challenges, I should say. You know, that there's not a single person that's sitting here that hasn't had challenges. You know, but we don't dwell on the challenges. But we dwell on the victories. Amen. As it is written, thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, so whether it be sickness and disease, and I love to give this testimony and I'll make it very brief. You know, in 2001, I was diagnosed with valley fever or whatever, you know, and the thing, you know, I mean, just out of nowhere, you know, and I was in hospital, spent Christmas season hospital with my family. I'd never been sick all my life until then. You know, I didn't know what it was exactly, you know, to be sick. You know, but the Lord, He showed me His mighty power. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I remember I had surgery. I remember coming out of that surgery. My eyes were wide open. My wife told me later. And the only thing I could remember and I could think of coming out of there, I said, well, my wife and some of my friends are outside waiting. You know, and I was thinking, as soon as I woke up and they said, Mr. Adeyemi, you know, and I look around and I say, oh, I know my wife is out there. I know my friends are. I got to make sure that they know I'm okay. Amen. And I came out, I put my thumbs up, you know, and they saw me, they knew I was okay. Praise the Lord. Now, I've had many trials and troubles. Oh, yes. There have been even times I didn't know my left from my right. But in every situation, God has given me blessed consolation. That all my trials only come to make me strong. That's the reason I say that through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. I say through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. Look, if we've never had any troubles, if we didn't know any challenges, if you didn't know ups and downs, you know, then you wouldn't have a testimony. So I thank God for the mountains. I've been up there many times. And I thank Him for the valleys. And I thank God for all the storms that He has brought me through. But in every situation, God gave me pleasant consolation that my trials only come to make me strong. And He said again, you know, I thank Him for the mountains, and I thank Him for the valleys, and I thank Him for the storms that He's brought us through as a family. For if there we'd never had a problem, then we would know that God could solve them. Then we would never know what faith in His word could do. That's the reason I say that through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God through it all. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. I want to say a little something about my family, to the glory of God. About 40 years ago, I was a single man. But today, I am 12 souls strong. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. And counting. We are counting. Amen. My wife, she was reading all those stories in Nehemiah and Ezra, how they went to rebuild the wall. And they, you know, they'd say this person and his family and his, you know, children and so forth, so many souls and so forth. And she got to a place and she shouted and she said, well, the house of Yato Adeyemi and his children and family, 12 souls. Amen. Praise the Lord. So today, see, I told my children yesterday, I said, look, my family, every one of them, you know, I said, look, it's not just about me, you know, and mom. Some of them call her grandma. I said, but it's about every one of us. Because if we didn't get married, none of you would be here. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's the truth. So we thank God as a family. And God has really helped us. And I thank God for, you know, the adoring kids that I have and my wife. And I want to say something that, you know, from the day that we met, and even while we were dating, or if you want to call it that in those days, all we were doing was going around preaching. Praise the Lord. We would go from place to place preaching and ministering. And so that's all we did. That's all we knew. And God showed us many mighty miracles. But I want to tell one today, you know, and I'm going to bring it to a point. I've told this story before. Some people in the church may have heard it. But how God, you know, has brought us through many things, and how this woman has stood by me in the ministry until now, you know. And back in those days, I had the ministry of deliverance. But my first ministry, when I started, you know, I called it Maranatha Restoration Ministry. The Lord is coming, and the Lord is going to restore some good things for us. And we will go out and we will preach. And so for one day, for those of you who are from Nigeria or know the area in Lagos, there's this place called Race Course. There was this man, he was kind of like, he always reminded me of the story of the one in the tomb of the Gadarenes. This man had legion, you know, and he was there. And he terrified everybody and terrorized everybody that passed by. And when you got to that side of the street, you had to cross over. Because if you pass by his tomb, he was lived under some rocks there. He could jump up and tear you up and, you know, and so forth like that. So one day my wife and I, we were going, and we approached that place, and I knew we were coming up on that place. So I told my wife, we better cross over to the other side. I don't want to mess with this guy, you know. So we pulled over to the other side, and as sure as I'm standing here today, in so many words, it may not have been like that, but the Holy Ghost was in my face, and he said, "You got to be kidding me." And I said, "Well, you know, I gotta take care of my woman here, you know." So I told the Lord, "You know, hey, you know, I know what I'm doing." And the Lord said, "You gotta be kidding. You need to go and set the man free." Amen. I said, "Well, you know, I knew that." So I crossed over. I said, "You stay over there now. Don't, you know." But she didn't listen. She crossed over. I thought I told you to stay there. So anyway, I crossed over to the guy. This man, I don't know how long he had been there. Crazy. You know, full of demons and so forth. He had lived in that place for years, terrorized everybody. I stood before him, he came at me and so forth. I don't know, I can't remember exactly. You know, I said something. I raised my hand up and I said something. And I spoke in a language which only those devils understood. And I said, "Come out of him in Jesus' name." And the man, he threw up, he did all kinds of things. The next thing I know, he came just short of where I was. The next thing I know, he fell down. And, you know, this awful stench and smell that came out, you know. And then finally, a minute or so goes by, I don't know. Then he comes to himself and says, "What's happening?" Hallelujah. He says, "Where am I?" I said, "Well, long story. You want the long one or the short one?" "Where am I?" and so forth. So, you know, I said, "How did I get here?" So anyway, you know, we told, "Don't worry about it. You know, you're all right now." So we took him to this place called the Salvation Army. And there's another place called Obalende. Those of you that might know that place in Lagos, they had a Salvation Army thing there. Took him over there, got him cleaned up and so forth like that. And then as we were going, we're talking to him the word of God, and his mind started coming back to him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody ought to give the Lord some praise for that. Hallelujah. And then he got cleaned up and all of that. And a few days later, he showed up to the fellowship. Hallelujah. Amen. The place erupted when they heard the story. That's what the power of God can do. Amen. Amen. And I have seen it since then, even until now. And that, all that time, you know, I think that may have been, I don't even know if we were quite married then yet. And all that time until now, she has stood beside me. Praise the Lord. I want you to help me and give a big round of applause to my wife for standing beside me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. Amen. And when we started GMI Church, she was right there. Hallelujah. She has stood beside me through everything. And I thank God for that. I thank God for the wonderful pastors that we have here in the church. Our founding pastors, Emmanuel and Peter, I thank God for them. I mean, they have been so supportive. We've done this thing, and God called us together into this ministry, and I am so thankful. And I thank my children, my family also, for being so supportive of the ministry. Praise the Lord. The last exhortation, last piece I want to leave with you today, and I'm going to just a story. You can find this story in Mark 10. Now, I'm not going to take time to read the Bible, but you can find the story in Mark 10, and you can also find it in Luke 18. But I'm going to tell it like this. Are you rich towards God? Amen? Because there was this young rich ruler that came to Jesus. And some of you might know the story. And she said, and he rather said to the Lord, "Good master, what shall I do to be saved?" Well, the Lord said, first of all, why calls me good master and all that? Lord, straighten him out on that one. Then he said, "You know the law. You know, do this and do that. Honor your father and mother." And the Lord told him all these laws, the relationship laws. And he said, "Well, all of this I've kept from my youth and all." And the Lord said, "Well, that's good." You know, the Lord loved him for it too and said, "That's good." But he said, yet there is one thing that thou lackest. The man was not rich towards God, but he was a rich man. And the Lord, you know, to prove and to bring out a point, the Lord said to the man, "Well, here's what you're going to do. Go sell all that you have and give to the poor." It was a test. Go sell all you have and give to the poor and so forth. And the man went away sorrowful because he had many great possessions. And the Lord, you see, I noticed also from that story, the Lord didn't run after the guy at all. You know, amen? Amen, folks? Amen. True story, you can read the Bible. The Lord didn't run after him. He let him go, you know, because his heart was not entirely right with God. Even though he kept all those religious laws, his heart was not right with God. He valued his riches more than the word of God. And then Jesus turned around to his disciples and said to him, "Well, how hardly it shall be for anyone that trusts in riches to enter in the kingdom of God." I want to say this to everybody that's sitting here today. You know, put your trust in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Not in riches. You know, I can tell you that. You know, but, you know, especially the young folks, you know, when you're going through, I mean, when you're in your 30s or you're in your 40s, I mean, everybody's struggling, trying to make a buck, trying to do this. You have to pay your mortgage. You have to do this. You have to do that. But I tell you something, folks, you cannot carry any of those things out of here. Amen. Spend your time rather in choosing the Lord as your chief joy, and let him be your pursuit day and night. Amen. You know, so my question to you is this. I mean, you can acquire all those things, but are you rich towards God? There are a lot of people, that some people have degrees, they have knowledge, they have whatever, you know, but they don't really have, you know, a relationship that will stand the test of time. They don't have that relationship with the Lord. And if you can do all of those things, I mean, acquire the whole world and lose your own soul, what shall it profit you? So Jesus, he summarizes his sermon, that long sermon that he gave in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. He summarized that by saying, "Look, for everyone that hears all these my words and my teachings and does them, I'm going to liken him unto a man that built his house upon the rock." A house that's built upon the rock is my exhortation to you today. What happens when the house was built upon the rock? When the floods came, the rains came down, the floods rose up against that house, the house stood. Amen. Because it was built upon the rock. But he said, on the other hand, anybody that knows the word of God, has this word of life, you've heard it, you've read it, you've heard it preached to you, and so on and so forth, but you don't do what it says. He said, "Well, I will liken that such a person to a man that built his house upon the sand." And here's what happens. Well, just like any house that is built anywhere, everything has a foundation. But that particular foundation was weak. So, when the floods came, I mean the rains came down, the floods rose up against the house fell flat because it was not built upon the rock. May your house be built upon the rock. Amen? Amen. And look, if it isn't, repair the altar and gather the stones again and bring it together and make sure that the foundation is secure. Because if the foundation be destroyed, in Psalm 11 and 3, what can the righteous do? So, I want us to stand to our feet here this morning. If you would, please. That's the end of my exhortation today. And I am going to, as I have challenged us in this short exhortation, I want to challenge every family that is here husband and wife, is your house built upon the solid rock, or has it fallen apart, or is it falling apart? Well, you need to repair the foundation. You got to go back to the Word of God. There are some so-called Christian families, instead of spending time in prayer and the Word of God and doing the things of God, all they do is just, you know, all the worldly things and so forth. Well, you know, I promise you, that family is not going to stand when the enemy really comes against them. Jesus Christ is our anchor. Amen. Amen. The Word of God, which is also, you know, the same, almost, you might say, because the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. You know, if you don't believe this Bible right here, and you don't follow it in your word, I mean, your daily life, you know, I don't know what to say. But right here is where the blueprint of life is. And God has given us the roadmap. And if you follow it, it shall be well. I'm going to ask every head to be bowed here this morning. And I'm going to pray. Because of the grace of God that is upon me, I'm going to stand down here and ask my wife to come and stand with me. Stand right here by me. And I'm going to pray for, we're going to pray for families. And I want to let you know that 40 years is not a short time at all.
No.
If you agree, say amen.
Amen.
Now, this is what we have, and we are going to ask the Lord to give you the same.
Amen.
Now, if your family is struggling, I'm going to pray for you here today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there is nothing that the Lord cannot repair if we put it in His hands. Both of you must diagnose the problem. And both of you must commit to a solution. And both of you must apply the cure. The Word of God is the answer. How we deal with one another is all in the Word of God. Now, every head bowed here this morning. Your marriage is on the rocks, not the solid rock of Jesus Christ, but it's in trouble. I'm going to pray for you this morning. Lord, for every family that is here, that the enemy has come against them and they are in trouble. The Bible says, what God has joined together, let not man put asunder.
Amen.
And every spirit, all the peeping and muttering spirits that try to put asunder what God has joined, we bind their works in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, Lord, give all the men that are in the house that are married.
Yes.
Let them put on that priestly garment,
yes,
and repair the altar in their home.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And put the grace upon the men to love their wives, even as Christ loved the church.
Amen.
And let the women also, let them have grace to humble themselves and respect and reverence their own husbands. Now, I want everybody that is here, if you are here with your wife or your spouse or whatever, your husband, if your husband is here with their wife, the wife is here with their husband, I want you to hold your spouse by their hand. And I'm going to ask that the Lord, this is the house of God, and I'm going to ask that the Lord will make every family here solid and make you also an example of believers. And I'm going to ask that the grace of God that God has put upon my wife and I for this last 40 years be upon you also in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now, Lord Jesus, behold all the families that are here today.
Yes.
Now, some of you may be here without your spouses, you know, but you just join in the prayer and the Lord will bless you as well. Lord, bless everyone that is here today.
Amen.
And give them the grace to go through every day as you be in the center of their lives and be in the center of their marriage. It shall be well with them.
Amen.
We give you, Lord, the praise and the glory. Wherever there is trouble, Father, we commit it into your hands that you will help them to repair it.
Amen.
And bring humility into the hearts of all the people.
Amen.
Humility into the heart of the husband, humility in the heart of the wife, that they may learn to respect one another and to submit to the word of God together. And Lord, I believe that healing starts with the word of God, us returning to the word of God. Now, Lord, we ask that you will bless and heal all the hurting marriages. And for those marriages that are good, make them even better.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We give you, Lord, all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I want to make one quick announcement before I go and take my seat. Every Sunday, first Sunday of the month, right after our service here, we have our marriage workshop. It's free. The first Sunday of each month at 12:30. We invite married couples to come. We share with one another. And since we have been doing it, many, many wonderful things have happened for the families. And I'm sure that those of us who have been coming, they can testify to that. So we invite you every Sunday, first Sunday of the month at 12:30. You can come after your regular church service, wherever you go to church, and sit down with us and, you know, see what God is doing. You know, how we are building strong families God's way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you very much.